when you're out of it, then
when
you're out of the suffering, like when
yes.
you're trying to, it passes, right?
Yeah.
So then I notice there's like this fear of it happening again. How to deal with it?
Well, I mean, it's a separate. I mean, what you—that's where the reflecting on one's successes are really helpful. Like, actually, turn because you know the mind tends to be, you know, we dwell on our failures, and you know, to actually really give positive attention to the. To the things that did work, the things that really helped, the thing, you know, really consciously directing attention. It's really important. And we have a fundamental resistance to doing that. Mine goes to the disaster scenarios pretty quickly. So it's just really conscious, which is another application of that wise attention, you know, attending to what worked, what was skillful, what was really beneficial.
It reminds me many years ago when one of the first community retreats at Chidhurst, I think Lumpur Samaita could detect a certain kind of grim seriousness in the room. We'd been on retreat together for about a week, and this is way back in the early days of Chidhurst, so what's now the reception room was our shrine room. And he said, "We've been on this retreat together for a week, and nobody has killed anybody else. This is great. Well done. Well done. And you've all been celibate. That's amazing. A house full of men and women together, and no one's had sex with anybody else. Incredible. Wonderful. Well done. Well done. This is amazing. This is rare in the world that people are so patient, so kind, so restrained." And you could feel it sort of like, oh right. Wow, yes. They're sort of like all these little moles coming out of our mole holes, you know, around the... Oh my goodness, that's quite a thought. Yeah, we haven't killed anybody. And they're just looking on the what we have done rather than dwelling on the negative side, the glass half full, the glass half empty dynamic. And so I think Lumpur's point is very, very pertinent that even when you think that, you know, there's some difficult issue has it might come back and say, well, it was tough working with that, but at least I didn't act on it and kill anybody. Yeah, that angry feeling, or I didn't run away, I didn't go out and get drunk. Well, great. Well, good job me. You know, and that there's a recognition of the qualities of patience and restraint and unselfishness that have been developed. So, important part of the picture.